الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable Ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of the radio station, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we are here in the Kwamashu Masjid. And before I commence tonight's program, we need to place on record our sincerest thanks to our brothers who made this program possible. My brother Haji Muhammad Salim Asmal, Hafizahullah. Our Maulana Musa Piri, who recited the Qiraat, mashallah. He is a graduate of Darul Newcastle, our student. Allah Jalla Wala is using him for the Deenul Islam in these parts of the world. And then we have our technicians here, Brother Dawood Mondli, Hafiz Muhammad Basa, and our honorable Imam of this Masjid in Kwamashu, Sheikh Bilal, Hafizahullah, Almighty Allah accept all his wonderful service to this community here. And likewise, we need to place on record our sincerest thanks to our coordinator, Hafiz Hussein Wadi. MashaAllah, he coordinated all these programs in the various venues. Almighty Allah reward him. And then we say, Allahumma laka shukru kullu, wa laka alhamdu kullu. Almighty Allah, whilst we were performing the Maghrib Salat, we see the rain came, a sign of acceptance that the team is now here in Kwamashu. When the rain comes, remember it is the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. We read the dua always of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, chapter 7, verse 151. Wa adkhilna fi rahmatik. Ya Allah, apni rahmat mein lapet le. Ya Allah, include us in your special mercy. Wa anta arhamur rahimin. You are the most merciful one to show mercy, O beloved Allah. When we travel this world, we go to Zimbabwe, we see the Victoria Falls. Then you go to America, Canada, then you find the Niagara Falls. And then you go to Brazil, Argentina, there you find the Iguazu Falls. Allah's help and mercy, we've been to all these places. And it was the month of Ramadan. So what we did, we told all the brothers who were with me, come, let's go nearer and nearer to the falls. And then we want that the droplets of these falls must fall upon us. And we feel so elated and happy that the falls, the water, the droplets is now splashing and it's coming upon us. Then imagine when the mercy of Almighty Allah, He Almighty Allah splashes His mercy upon us. When He Almighty Allah Jalla Wala apne chinte barsate hai hamare upar, then what will we say? So on this Mubarak occasion, yea, in Kwamashu Masjid, we say, Allahumma swayyiban nafi'a. O Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, make this rain beneficial rain. for the people of KwaMashu, for the people of KwaZulu-Natal, for the people of South Africa, Africa and the entire world, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Our topic tonight, brother, Alhamdulillah, if somebody is wondering that how many people we are here, we are less than 100, there's no one who's 100 years old here and more. So we're all less than 100, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So Alhamdulillah, we are complying as well, Alhamdulillah. Tonight, inshaAllah, we will focus on three issues. Issue number one, the African contribution towards Islam. So that's the first part. The second part, we will discuss about Mi'raj. And the third part, we will discuss the issue of Palestine. So that is our discussion, inshaAllah al-Aziz, till quarter to eight. Quarter to eight, the Adhan will go. 8 o'clock, we perform Jamaat. And then you brothers and whoever is here, that you have any queries, questions, mashallah, after Isha, whatever questions you have, inshallah, we are here at your service to answer your queries. My brothers and sisters and the esteemed listeners, let us go to Madinah Munawwara. In Makkah Mukarramah, there was no adhan given. In Madinah Munawwara, a mashura was held, consultation meeting was held. How must we call the people towards Salat? Till that time, when it was Salat time, people would go around the gullies, alleys and say, As-salatu jamiatun, As-salatu jamiatun, Salat is starting, come, come, come. Lo and behold, this is Islam, my brothers. There is a Sahabi, a student and companion of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is his name? Abdullah bin Zaid bin Abdi Rabbihi. Remember his name. Abdullah bin Zaid bin Abdi Rabbihi. Lahu hadithun wahid. His entire life he reported, narrated one hadith. But so much love for Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So much love for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His one hadith is practiced in every country and city in the world. Now after Mashura ending, the consultation ending inconclusively, he goes to sleep and all are concerned, worried. In the dream he sees an angel coming to him and says, Ya Abdullah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and all the words of Adhan. And thereafter, in the ending, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. Did you ever wonder, O Muslim, O Muslimah, why six times Allahu Akbar in the Adhan? In the beginning, four times. In the ending, two times. I'm sitting here on a chair. So in front of me, behind me, my right, my left, above me, and below me. So how many directions we have? Six directions. So Allah's name, and He has the grandeur, the majesty, authority, sovereignty. We will take His name and announce it to say He, Almighty Allah, was, is, will always be the mightiest, the greatest, the most majestic in all six directions. That is what Islam is teaching us. When he sees the dream, Fajr time, he rushes to Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulallah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the dream I saw last night. Habibuna, rahmatul lil alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what you saw is the truth, ru'ya haq, the true dream, meaning the master alayhi salatu salam received wahi. Imam Nasai rahimahullah, who's a scholar of hadith par excellence, he wrote a book that those sahaba, those beloved students, companions of the master alayhi salam, who reported one hadith only from Habibuna sallallahu alayhi salam, and you will find Abdullah bin Zaid. One hadith, but you start from New Zealand. Now you see your time is going for quarter to seven, 10 to 7. So yeah, in South Africa. So now there in New Zealand, it's already 10 to 6 already in the morning, 11 hours ahead. They already performed their Fajr Salat maybe. So from Fiji, New Zealand, then it comes down. Every minute, every hour, you'll find different cities, different countries. The adhan is being recited and called out. The African contribution towards Islam. Abdullah bin Zayd bin Abdi Rabbi saw the dream. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is happy. This is in Medina Munawwara. Now we have the call towards the prayer, towards adhan, towards namaz, salat. Who will be the first muazzin in the history of Islam? Bilal bin Rabah al-Habashi. What was his name? Bilal bin Rabah. Yeah, our Imam, Honorable Imam's name is Sheikh Bilal in this Kwamashu Masjid. So Sayyidina Bilal bin Rabah al-Habashi. Who is Sayyidina Bilal bin Rabah al-Habashi? Learn a profile of this person. Muazzin Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Muazzin of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa waziru malihi. And his minister of finance. That is Sayyidina Bilal. Oh Bilal, you rendered the adhan. He was the Muazzin. All those years in Medina Munawwara, during the time of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the 8th year of the Hijrah, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, it is 21st of Ramadan, the conquest of Makkah is taking place, the idols are falling, Ja' al-haqqu wa zaq al-batil, the truth has come and the falsehood has perished. Oh Bilal, you are not entering the Kaaba Musharrafa immediately. You have to do something unique, and that will be your unique feature and characteristic. No person in the world will ever have that distinction. What must I do? Oh Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is Zuhr time. The mushrikeen, the policiers are wondering what is going to happen. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addresses Sayyidina Bilal. Climb on top of the Kaaba Musharrafa. Zuhr time, they all can see you. The people, fair in complexion, are seeing the person, Sayyidina Bilal, who is dark in complexion. He is on top of the Kaaba Musharrafa, and they are here at the bottom, begging for pardon, forgiveness, and clemency. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. That is Almighty Allah. He gives honor to whomsoever He wants. He disgraces whomsoever He wants. Then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave Bilal, Sayyidina Bilal, this honor because, brothers, inshallah, once the visas open for Ramadan and for Umrah and Hajj, then in Makkah, go to the outskirts, oh listeners, the place is called Batha Quraysh. The place is called Batha Quraysh, on dead land, 50 degrees. The boulder and the stones were put on Sayyidina Bilal. He was tortured, he was persecuted, but he was firm and he was resolute in his iman and faith. Ahad, ahad, ahad. I believe in the oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah. Allah Jalla Wala elevated him, O Bilal. Today you render the adhan. He renders the adhan. The people are wondering what's happening. And then the salat is performed. After that, the Baytullah is opened. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam enters. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala enters. Few sahaba, the beloved students, companions, and were selected to enter the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. That is the African connection, the African contribution. Go further. In Medina Munawwara, he was Muazzin. In Makkah Mukarrama, he was Muazzin. It is the year 637, Gregorian calendar. Sayyidina Umar, Amirul Mu'mineen, radiallahu anhu, is coming from Medina Munawwara. And then, when Sayyidina Umar is about to enter, the Sahaba Tabi'een are standing to welcome Sayyidina Umar, radiallahu anhu, to Al-Quds, Jerusalem, Palestine, Palestine. And they shouted, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. In front of Masjidul Aqsa, there is a mountain. Till today, that mountain is called Jabal Mukabbar. When Sahaba, the Tabi'een, the companions and successors shouted, Allahu Akbar. The echo came from that mountain, Allahu Akbar, the mountain of Takbir. Sayyidina Bilal, Muazzin in Masjid Nabawi. Sayyidina Bilal, the African Muazzin. Then in Makkah also Muazzin on the occasion of Fatih Makkah, conquest of Makkah. He saw next to Masjidul Aqsa the wall there. And he stood on that wall and he rendered the Adhan. And the because you must take this into consideration. After the demise of Sayyidina Bilal, after the demise of Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu left Madina Munawwara. He said, my heart is broken. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has left this world. Let me make hijrah and migrate. And then he goes to Syria. And remember, then once he came back, after seeing Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream, you are Bilal, so much time has passed and you have not visited us. Sayyidina Bilal comes back, Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, the beloved Nawasa and grandchildren of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they embrace him, they hug him. Oh Bilal, it's time for Salat, render the Adhan. Sayyidina Bilal renders the Adhan, even the women of Medina were crying. Even the children of Medina were crying because it brought back all the memories of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it is 6:37, and then Sayyidina Bilal renders the Adhan, standing on that wall, the only Muazzin in the history of Islam who has this distinction that he gave Adhan in Masjid Nabawi. Remember, for 9-10 years during the time of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Muazzin of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam there on the occasion of conquest of Makkah. The Muazzin of Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu an, in the Fathi Baytul Muqaddas, when Baytul Muqaddas, Baytul Maqdis, both ways you pronounce it. We say Baytul Muqaddas, the Arabs say Baytul Maqdis, both ways are acceptable. And there Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu renders the Adhan. Who can take away all this distinctions, unique features, characteristics of Sayyidina Bilal? He is Minister of Finance. Go open, my brothers, sisters, students. Shama'il Tirmidhi. This Maulana Musa Piri, I think, I'm sure I taught you this kitab, but Tirmidhi Sharif. In Shama'il Tirmidhi, there is, you must remember the hadith. The Master, alayhi salam, addressing Sayyidina Bilal, radiallahu anhu. His Minister of Finance, Anfiq ya Bilal, Anfiq ya Bilal, O Bilal, radiallahu anhu warda, keep on spending, spending in the path of Almighty Allah, take from the public treasury the Baytul Mal, wa la takhsha min zil arshi iqlal, Bilal, iqlal, do not fear that the treasures of Almighty Allah, He Allah possesses the throne, He possesses the entire creation. There will never be a decrease. Allah ki khazana mein koi kami nahi. There is no shortage in the treasures of Almighty Allah. Imagine. So that is how Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed Bilal. We are here in the month of Rajab. Tonight is already the 26th of Rajab. Tomorrow night, inshallah, we will be there in the Avondale Musalla. And that will be our last program, inshallah, for this trip, inshallah. Al-Aziz, Allah accept all the programs. Reward our capital group, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, his brothers, his parents, his family. That, mashallah, that they are now sponsoring all these programs. So the Ummah can benefit. So inshallah, that will be our final program tomorrow night at the Avondale Musalla. Let's carry on. Now, my brothers, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the miraculous nocturnal journey from Makkah Mukarramah to Majlul Aqsa, that is called Isra, I-S-R-A. And then performing the Salat there at Aqsa al-Mubarak, then the Mi'raj, and then going beyond the seven heavens and so forth. What did Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hear there? Oh Ummah, two people's names stand out. Oh Bilal bin Rabah al-Habashi, I heard your footsteps when I went for Mi'raj. I heard your footsteps, oh Bilal, when I went for Mi'raj. What action are you doing, oh Bilal? Subhanallah. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu. Because they love the Master, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, more than they love their own families. He said, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, maybe Almighty Allah elevated my rank. Because whenever I perform wudu, then I read 2 rakat salat. Maybe Almighty Allah loves it so much, and therefore He elevated my rank. And I also love Surah chapter 112. Surah Ikhlas, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, where Almighty Allah speaks of His oneness, uniqueness, of His qualities and attributes, where Almighty Allah speaks about Tawheed. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. There is none equal to Almighty Allah in any aspect, in any respect. So yes, that is Sayyidina Bilal bin Rabah al-Habashi. O Ummah, go to Damascus. Kudrat ka karishma hai. There were 2 muazzins of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Madinah Munawwara. One was Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu warda, and the other one was Abdullah bin Ummi Maktoum. Abasa wa tawalla anja'ahu al-a'ma. Chapter number 80. And what do you see? You see he was blind, the sahabi. Both muazzin in Madinah Munawwara. During the time of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, both muazzin buried in Damascus in Babu Saghir. We went to that graveyard also, and you will see Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu is buried. On the wall the board shows Muazzinu Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa waziru malihi. He was the muazzin, the caller for the prayer, and the minister of finance. In the same graveyard, O listeners, you find the blind sahabi, Abdullah bin Umm Maktoum, who was the second muazzin. He's buried in the same graveyard. Subhanallah. Both gave adhan in Madinah Munawwara, both buried in the same graveyard as well. So that is Allah Jalla wa Ala. He elevates whoever He wants. He debases and disgraces whosoever He wants. Go on, my brothers. The African connection, the African contribution towards Islam. We are in Kwamashu. You, my brothers, sisters, my beloved children, you should never ever feel inferior. Remember that we always are the best, and we want to share the message of Islam with the rest. We take you now to Habasha, Ethiopia. In Islam, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received wahi revelation at the age of 40 in the dusty cave of Hira. When the revelation came to the Mubarak blessed heart of the Master alayhi salatu salam, that was the catalyst for the revolution. The revelation came and then the revolution started. O people, believe in one Allah alone. He was, He is, and He will always be. He is the only one worthy of worship. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yesterday, they were calling the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as Sadiqul Amin. You are so truthful. You are a man of honesty and integrity. And now, remember the unsavory comments and the unsavory titles were all heaped upon the Master alayhi salatu salam, Allah forbid. And thereafter, what do we see? You must remember Sayyidina Bilal's incident I told you. Then he, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. Do you know why we call him Siddiq? Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an. The Master alayhi salatu salam left Makkah Mukarramah, came to Majlul Aqsa, performed the imamate, went to the 7 heavens, and then came back from there straight to Makkah Mukarramah, and said, in this portion of the night, that is the journey, miraculous nocturnal journey I went. Abu Jahl and all of them, the cronies, comrades of them, they mocked and they laughed and they made it a big joke. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's beloved companion, Surah 9, chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verse number 40, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Sani's name. He said, if Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says so, I believe in him without a shadow of doubt. Fasammahu Siddiqa. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the title after the incident of Mi'raj. Ya Aba Bakrin, you are Siddiq. You are the person who believes in me without any reservation, without any iota of doubt. Imagine, he is Siddiq, and his beloved daughter, Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Now, the Master alayhi salatu salam received wahi in the dusty cave of Hira. The persecution, the torture, all starts against the Muslim. Sayyida Khadija radiallahu an, then Sayyida Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an, Sayyida Bilal radiallahu an, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an, these were the first and foremost. We must remember to embrace Islam. And therefore we see, when the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was 45 years old, he gave permission. Oh Uthman, you go with your wife, my beloved daughter, you go with some Sahaba, and Allah said, you can go to Habasha, you go to Ethiopia. You see the African contribution and connection from Makkah Mukarramah. They came here to Habasha. And there they found Malikun Adil. They found Malikun Adil, a ruler who is very, very just, Najashi. And remember that other Sahaba came afterwards and so forth. So one day, these Quraysh, because they had, they were furious. How come these people left Makkah and went to Habasha and Ethiopia? So they came and told Najashi that these are our slaves. They ran away. You know, propaganda, fabrication and lies. But Najashi was a man of wisdom. This African king, this African ruler, what he did, O Ummah, O Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, what did he do? He said, call your Sahaba, come here and read for me. Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu's brother, on the land and sand of Ethiopia of Habasha, he read Surah Maryam. Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam, my esteemed listeners, Jesus, peace be upon him, a mighty messenger of Almighty Allah, his honorable name Isa alayhi salam, is mentioned 25 times in the Noble Quran. And his honorable mother, Maryam, Mary, the virgin, Maryam al-Azra, Maryam al-Batul. That is the Islamic name we have for her. Sayyida Maryam al-Azra, Virgin Mary. Maryam al-Batul, she left the people and went Makanan Sharqiya to the eastern region of Palestine. And there, miraculously, she gave birth. Without any strange male touching her, walam yamsasni bashar walam aku baghiya. Subhanallah. Go read Surah Maryam and you will see the honor and how all elevated they were. Mother and son, ayatain. Both of them are the signs of Almighty Allah Jalla wala as enshrined in the Noble Quran. Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu, O Ummah, he recites Surah Maryam. And then what happens? When you look up, these people are not even Muslim, but they were crying. How much they cried by listening to the Quran Sharif. The reciter is Ja'far radiallahu an. Go to Jordan, go to Mu'ta. It is in the 8th year of the Hijrah. And he, Ja'far radiallahu an, Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu an, Zaid bin Haritha radiallahu an, each one of them dicing with death, and then they fought till the end. Ja'far radiallahu anhu's arms were amputated, and yet he held the banner of Islam, and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told his honorable wife in Medina, they are there in Jordan, in Mu'ta, and say, Ja'far yatiru fil Jannah. Oh Ja'far, you are the person flying in Jannah, and you the people of Medina. For Asma binti Umays, the honorable wife of Ja'far, Isna'u li Ali Ja'farin to'ama, who make food for the people of Ja'far, the wife and the family, because the news have come that Ja'far radiallahu anhu sacrificed his life, Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu gave his life, and Zaid bin Harisa passed away. Nevertheless, he, Ja'far radiallahu an, recites the Quran, Surah Maryam. Allah describes, beginning of the seventh juice. Listen to the words happening in the African continent. وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْ مِمَّا عَرَفُوا مِنَ الْحَقِّ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا فَاكْتُبْنَا مَا شَاهِدِينَ. When they heard the Quran Sharif that was revealed to the Master alayhi salatu salam, you could see the tears rolling down. Oh Muslim, Ramadan Mubarak is just 1 month and few days. Did we ever cry reciting the Quran? These people were not even Muslim yet and they were crying. And then, there and then, the Quran Sharif made such an impression on their hearts. It entered the inner recesses of their heart. On this continent of Africa, the African contribution and connection, they said, Amanna, O our Rabb, our sustainer, nourisher, provider. You record and put our names down that we bear testimony that you are the Rabb and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam was, is, will always be the most beloved to you, O Almighty Allah, and the final messenger. Did Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam forget this favor? Nay. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was, is, will always be rahmatul lil alameen. What he did for this African ruler. When he passes away, the Master alayhi salatu salam is in Medina Munawwara, and the news came, Najashi passes away, yea, in Ethiopia. The Master alayhi salam tells his Sahaba, oh my companions, come outside the masjid, and for Safa Sufufa, and they made the rows for Salatul Janaza, and they read Salatul Janaza alal Ghaib. In abstentia, the Master alayhi salatu salam performed Salatul Janaza. The Mubarak body of Najashi, the African ruler in Ethiopia, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi salam in Medina Munawwara, and therefore Al-Imam Shafi'i, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah rule, and that is their verdict up to this day, that you can read and perform Salatul Janaza and abstentia. The body is not necessary, must be there where the Imam is performing the Salatul Janaza. What else did he do, Najashi, my brothers? There is the wife of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Umme Habiba. Her husband left Islam, denounced Islam. A lady in a foreign land, the sister of Muawiyah radiallahu an, the daughter of Abu Sufyan radiallahu an, her honorable name Umme Habiba. And then her iddat, everything finished, he, Najashi, said, Ya Rasulullah, the message went to and fro that this lady is here. The Master alayhi salatu salam, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, fine, that I will marry her. Najashi paid the mahar and he gave a feast there in Habasha because such an occasion took place. This is the first time, my brothers, from the African continent, a marriage took place in proxy. You know what I mean? That both parties were not at the same place. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina Munawwara, Umme Habiba, Umm al-Mu'mineen, the honorable wife of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yeah, in Africa. And remember that the feast was given and everything was done, yeah, in Ethiopia. Again, Najashi, the great African ruler. And if you want to study hadith, we call some people the Sahaba, the beloved students of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And remember, we call some people the Tabi'een, the successors who met the Sahaba. But what will you call those people who lived during the time of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? But Allah knows best. They could not meet the Master alayhi salam. For them we have a special name, Mukhadrameen. Mukhadrameen, like Uwais al-Qarni radiallahu an. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sayyidu al-Tabi'een, Khayru al-Tabi'een, Uwais radiallahu an, also if we can use for him. And remember him, Najashi rahimahullah or radiallahu an. So you must remember they are called Mukhadrameen. They lived in the time of the Master alayhi salam, but did not meet, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or see the Master alayhi salatu salam. So they were in between. So there's a special name for them. African connection. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is still very, very young. And the Master alayhi salatu salam's father passed away prior to the Milad Mubarak, the honorable birth of the Master alayhi salatu salam. And now the Master alayhi salam is brought up as a yatim. Alam yajidka yatiman fa'awa. Did Allah not find you as an orphan and gave you shelter? The Master alayhi salatu salam's honorable mother, Sayyida Amina, returning from Medina, coming back to Makkah. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi sallam is 6 years old. Remember the place name, we went there also, Abwa. The place name Abwa. There the Master alayhi salatu salam's mother passes away. Sayyida Amina passes away. Now 6 years old. Who is going to take the Master alayhi salatu salam to Makkah? Almighty Allah selected the African lady. African lady, my mothers, my sisters, tell your domestic, tell the apartheid world today, this is Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the lady African, her name Baraka, her kunya Umm Ayman, she took the Master alayhi salatu salam from Abwa to Makkah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved her, and she loved the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. How much love? Subhanallah. When the Master alayhi salatu wasalam now became Nabi, and lot of things happened after that, he would see Umm Ayman, Ummi ba'da Ummi. You are my beloved mother after my biological mother. You are my mother after my biological mother. See, for the African lady, my brothers, my sisters, my children, this is the Islam we talk about. So understand that Umm Ayman, that was a kunya agnoman, and her name was Baraka. And who does she marry? Subhanallah, she marries that sahabi, the only sahabi whose name is mentioned in the noble Quran. Falamma qada Zaid, Zaid bin Haritha. Zaid bin Haritha is the husband. And remember, Umm Ayman, the African, Baraka is the wife. The son is born, Usama bin Zaid. Usama radiallahu anhu used to grow up with Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, radiallahu anhu majma'in, the children of the time of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They used to come sit on the lap Mubarak of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. African child. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Sayyidina Aisha, oh Aisha, when you see Usama and what comes out from his nose and nostrils, don't get upset. You clean it, I love him, and you also must love him. The African son. Do you understand what we will do with our domestic? What will we do with our domestic children of Ummat of Mi'raj? These are lessons we must take. The African contribution. The African connection. So Umm Ayman, Ramadan Mubarak is coming. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's demise takes place. And that is on the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal. Monday morning, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made parda. Left us ummah, innaka mayyitu wa innahum mayyitun. Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your demise will take place. And they also will pass away. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr came. He was in the Awali outskirts of Medina. And the parda was there. The piece of cloth was removed. And then he kissed the Master alayhi salam on the forehead. The tears were rolling down. And he said, Tibta hayya wa mayta. Your life is pure, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Your demise also is pure. Now, everything took place. The Sahaba came individually, groups of 10. They performed the Salatul Janaza, all. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala an, Shaykhain, the greatest companions, the greatest people to walk on this earth. And anybody curses Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Aisha, Sayyidina Hafsa Amir Muawiyah, Wallahi al-Azim, is out of the fold of Islam. He's got nothing to do with Islam. He's a shaitan and Allah's curse is on him. So my brothers and sisters, So, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, you want reference, open Sahih Muslim. They made Mashura and they said, let us go and visit the African lady. Who? Umm Ayman. As the master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to visit her. And when they went there to visit Nabi, the Umm Ayman radiallahu ta'ala anha, Baraka radiallahu anha, she was weeping, sobbing. This is after the demise of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then what happens? They start weeping, crying themselves. They also started crying. Shaykhina crying. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Umar Farooq. Umm Ayman is crying, Baraka. They try and pacify and console her. Ya Umm Ayman. Is not Nabi alayhi salam gone to a better place? Is not the master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gone to a better place? She said, yes. Then why do you cry so much? You sobbing, weeping so much. So she said, ye jawab aap azar ke saath likhne ke qabil hai. You should take gold and write the sentence. That is the answer she gave. She said, I don't cry, O Ummah, only because Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away and a demise took place. I'm weeping today. Innal wahya qad inqata'a. While the master, the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in our midst physically, then we were receiving the message as well. The wahi, there was ta'alluq and connection between the arsh and the farsh, between the heavens and the earth. Now that connection is no more. No more wahi will come. No more revelation will come. So much they love the messenger and they love the message of the messenger, the Quran Sharif, the direct words of Almighty Allah. How much we love Quran. How much Quran we going to read today, tomorrow in Shaban? So now I will wait till Ramadan. This is shaitaniyat. At taswifu min ash-shaitan. The more we procrastinate and delay, remember that is from shaitan. So we must be reading Quran Sharif daily. Anjasha, African. He used to pull the camels. The master alayhi salam told him, ya Anjasha, you the African. You have a golden voice. But these women, yeah, you're going to pull them. But their hearts are like glasses, O Anjasha. Rifqan bil qawarir. Allah bless you, O Anjasha, the African. With a golden voice. Don't tune it up so much that you break their glasses. You break their hearts that they fall in love with your voice. See, brothers, sisters, today we fall in love with the shaitans who are singing on Hollywood, Bollywood and Robin Hood. But yeah, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching the ummah. Anjasha the African. While pulling, mashallah, then read the poetry. Take the name of Almighty Allah. Praise the master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know how it is to praise the master? Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala who says, Hassan was the great shair and poet in the time of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For him was a special mimbar, pulpit established, erected there in Masjid Nabawi. Allahumma ayyidhu bi ruhil qudus. Ya Allah, help Hassan with Jibreel alayhi salam against the enemies. With his poetry. Ma madahtu Muhammadan bimaqalati. Ma madahtu Muhammadan bimaqalati. That my speech and my poetry can never praise the master alayhi salam enough or elevate his rank further. Allah already elevated the master. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ma madahtu Muhammadan bimaqalati. Lakin mudihat maqalati bimuhammadi. My speech gets elevated when I take the beloved name of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See how Sahaba, they praised Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my brothers, we are in Kwamashu and you should always say, what can I do for Islam? What is my legacy? You the Ummah, Allah gave you so much resources. And we in South Africa have so many masajid, 1,000 masajid. Make sure every masjid is open. Make sure every masjid is open. And then Allah's mercy will come. That is what my message to you is. Second part, Palestine. Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa alladhi barakna hawla. What is Palestine? What is Baytul Muqaddas? What is Baytul Maqdis? Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala called that area Al-Ardul Muqaddasa. Today you will never find world peace. Why? Allah says, وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ وَلُوطًا إِلَى الْأَرْضِ الَّتِي بَارَكْنَا فِيهَا لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Subhanallah. Jazakallah khair. Don't worry, I'm still alive here. You understand? Maybe you think I passed away here. In Guamashu, alhamdulillah, we're still alive. The brother saw that this man needs some petrol, so he brought some water, you see. So Allah reward him, jazakallah khairan. See, my brothers and sisters, وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ وَلُوطًا. Allah says, we rescued Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. We rescued Nabi Lut alayhi salam, his nephew. And to where? إِلَى الْأَرْضِ الَّتِي بَارَكْنَا فِيهَا لِلْعَالَمِينَ. To that piece of land where we put barakah. Allah uses the royal pronoun, a symbol of respect and reverence. Allah stamping His authority, بَارَكْنَا. We have put barakah فِيهَا لِلْعَالَمِينَ. For the whole world. No peace in Jerusalem. No peace in Palestine. Then no peace in the world. You got the message? We want peace, oh apartheid regime of Israel. But we want peace based on justice. We don't want your peace, that is P-I-E-C-E, where you are occupying our lands, where you're destroying our masajid, and where you are incarcerating, imprisoning our children. That we don't want. That is why we went through apartheid in South Africa. And therefore, we called you an apartheid regime. Even you went further than the apartheid regime of South Africa. You got separate roads for the Israelis. And you got separate roads for the Palestinians. We've been there. We saw all this with our own eyes. So, brothers, sisters, I want to share with you a brief history of Palestine till Adhan time. We turn the clock back to 637. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu comes. Different kitabs have written different amounts. Nevertheless, 17, 18, 19 patches on his kurta mubarak. Sahaba shout Allahu Akbar. Sofrianus is the leader of the Christians. And then the keys are handed over to Sayyidina Umar. And then they cry. And what did Sayyidina Umar say? Inna zulma lasa'a. When you oppress people, you transgress against their rights. There's a travesty of justice. Then remember, it will last, that government, for a short period. You see all these tinpot dictators today in the world, in the Muslim countries, Arab countries, and so forth. And everywhere in the world, they don't last long. وَإِنَّ الْعَدْلَ إِلَىٰ قِيَامِ السَّاعَةِ. But if you have justice, Almighty Allah will give you rule, and your name will shine till the day of justice. مِثَاقِ Umar is signed. The agreement, Sayyidina Umar one side, and on the other side is Sofrianus. Where did this agreement take place? In Kanisatul Qiyamah. The Masjid al-Aqsa is in front, the structure, Qubbatul Sakhra, the Dome of the Rock, that came about afterwards, after it came in Abdul Malik bin Marwan's time, and that is in the year 72 after Hijrah. Behind that is the church. And there, remember, this Mithaq and agreement took place. Salat time came. Sofrianus said, read Salat here. Read Salat in the church. Look at Amirul Mu'mineen. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu warda. He said, Sofrianus, I can read Salat here. But a time will come in future. The people might say, Umar bin Khattab, Amirul Mu'mineen, radiallahu anhu read Salat, that we want to take this land or we want to negotiate. So he took the stone and he threw it in where the stone landed. He performed Salat there. So there the masjid is called Masjid Umar. We are the ones to protect the church and the monastery of the Christians. And that is from time of Palestine, of time of Sayyidina Umar, radiallahu an. Remember that the churches, the monasteries were protected and preserved. From 637 Gregorian calendar to 1099, Muslim rule. And remember, Palestine was flourishing. Subhanallah. The Crusaders, the Christians could not stick it. And then what they did, their jealousy got the better of them. They came into Palestine and they slaughtered the Muslims. More blood was flowing in the gullies, alleys, gutters of Medina, of Masjid al-Aqsa and Palestine, and more than water. The dark pages of history of the Crusaders, the Salbiyin. Then Almighty Allah chooses a person, non-Arab. Remember, we love Arabs who are Muslim, who are good. We love them. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved them as well. So remember that. We love Arabic because Quran, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We all will speak Arabic in Jannatul Firdaus, in paradise inshaAllah. So my brothers, that in the year 1187, 88 years occupation is coming to an end. Who Allah selected? Salahuddin Ayyubi, Saladin. He went to Akka, Hittin, Asqalan, all these areas there in Palestine. Tomorrow night is 27th of Rajab in Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa, South Africa. And we will be in Avondale Musalla. 27th Rajab. Salahuddin Ayyubi comes, and lo and behold, he liberates Palestine. What a historic day in Islam. They had the crucifix, they had the cross hanging different places, all removed. After 88 years, Jummah Salat is going to be performed at Masjid al-Aqsa. This mimbar you see here, this pulpit was already constructed by Nuruddin Zanki rahimahullah, made of wood, and not one nail was knocked into it. I saw it also with Allah's help. Anyway, so you must remember that hada min fadli rabbi. Nevertheless, in 1969, the Jutlas, the apartheid regime, they came inside Masjid al-Aqsa and they burnt the mimbar and the roof and everything. So this is what they want. You must remember there to destroy the Muslims, our culture, our history, and you must pack up and you must go. But the Muslims said we won't go. Remember, the Muslims say we're going to liberate Palestine, inshallah, in our lifetime. And how will it happen? I'll show you now. So, see, in the year 1187, Salahuddin Ayyubi climbs the mimbar, 27th Rajab, 1187, and he starts his khutbah. How do you start and commence a khutbah after 88 years? There's no Jumu'ah. And now you got Jumu'ah. You needed a genius like him. فَقُتِعَ دَابِرُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. That the remnants and the relics of the zalims and the oppressors have been cut to shreds and pieces. وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. All praise is due to Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala alone. And thereafter, he ruled. Who is he? Salahuddin Ayyubi, from 1187. And his life was spent in jihad, fighting, so forth. In the latter portion of his life, he goes to Damascus, where you have the Umayyad Masjid, the Banu Umayyah Masjid. There at the outside, you will find his Mubarak Mazar, his grave is there. And you will find the German government, they put a plaque, put a board there. Saladin the Just. Saladin the Just. Even al-fadlu ma shahidat bil a'da'u. Even the enemies realize, you must remember that what a virtuous, meritorious person he was. So he, Salahuddin Ayyubi, non-Arab, never saw Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, but he conquers Palestine. فتحها عمر بن الخطاب وحررها صلاح الدين ومن يحررها الآن. Conquered during the time of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab, liberated by Salahuddin, and then the occupation, the Khilafat falls in March 1924. From 1187, you Christians should ask your pastor and priest and pope that your most holiest place and sacred place, who has the key of your church, where you believe Easter is coming, where the Christians say that Jesus was crucified and buried. God buried? Something for you to think about. Anyway, so this is all Christendom, they say. So Jesus, they say, was crucified and buried, whatever. So we reject all that, obviously. And remember that Salahuddin Ayyubi was given the key of that church. From 1187, today is 2020. You do the maths and calculation of his basar, you can do it quickly. 1187 to 2020, and you tell us how many years the keys of that church is still in the hands of the Muslims. Imagine. Karamat and miracle of Salahuddin Ayyubi Rahimah. Then we have, you must remember, the Zionist movement started before that, and they said they were now, World War took place, Jews were also killed, thousands, what have you, we know all that, and now the sympathy of Europe and the world was with them. So they said, we are a people without a land, and there is a land without a people. The slogan of the Zionists, remember what was the slogan? We the Jews are a people without a land, and there's a land without a people. The second part is a lie and fabrication. I'm live, thousands of people are listening to me. How can you say a land without a people when the Palestinians were there? They were there for thousands of years. And remember, in time of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, some of them embraced Islam. In time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu is conquered. And now you come so many years later, and now in 1948, in 14th of May, then at the stroke of midnight, the apartheid regime of Israel come into existence. The first country to recognize them, 1 minute past 12, 1 minute after midnight, America. You see the unholy alliance between America and then, and he, Her Majesty's government, His Majesty's government, whatever you want to call them. So Britain, we're the biggest culprits in handing over Palestine to the apartheid regime. So that is how Palestine was lost and went into their hands. 1948, 1967, then they took over Jerusalem and it became occupied. And now today, remember, you know what's going on. But what's going to happen? All of you who know Arabic, I implore you, I beg you, read this work, a masterpiece. Haqa'iqul Qur'aniyya Hawla Qadiyyatil Falastiniyya. That's the title of the book. Haqa'iqul Qur'aniyya Hawla Qadiyyatil Falastiniyya. Everyone, whether you alim, non-alim, but you know Arabic, read this book. What's written there? Fa'idha ja'a. Let's read before that. The phase we are going through now. Allah Jalla Wala taught us. Tahsabuhum jami'aw wa qulubuhum shatta. You think that they are united, but their hearts are fragmented. Three elections they have, they can't still form a government properly. See the humiliation and disgrace. Because they are a nation who murdered Anbiya and Messengers alayhimus salam. They are people who don't want to embrace the truth. They made Allah also a racist and Allah forbid. They say, we are the chosen people. The Jews and everybody else are Gentiles and Goyim, second class, third class citizens, Allah forbid. So that is what they did. So Islam came to reject all this. So you find that, ثُمَّ رَدَدَنَا لَكُمُ الْكَرَّةَ عَلَيْهِمْ وَأَمْدَدَنَاكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِي وَبَنِينَ وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ أَكْثَرَ نَفِيرًا. See, Ijazul Quran, miracle of Quran. O Jews, we will give you three things. We will give you power. So 48 Israel came. We will give you army. They have the most powerful army in the whole Middle East. And the fourth or fifth most powerful in the whole world. Their intelligence is par excellence. You know that. And وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ أَكْثَرَ نَفِيرًا. We are in media. We are small little chewing gums. The big, big corporates, the big, big media is all in their hands. We all know that. Therefore, they will give you a slight, a slanted picture. Quran is speaking of all these things. So Allah Jalla Wala informed the Jutlas and the Jews there, in ahsantum ahsantum li anfusikum wa in asatum falaha. If you do justice, then it will remain with you. You don't do justice. You're going to murder people. You're going to steal their land. You're going to occupy and you want to destroy. Wake up, O Muslims. Wake up from your slumber, O Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. It is 15 Ramadan, 1994. 15 Ramadan, 1994. Remember that Baruch Goldstein, the terrorist, entered Masjid Ibrahim Khalilullah. Where Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam are buried. And Fajr time, you know Fajr time, Ramadan, the masjid is full. He came with his Uzi and he mowed down our people in Masjid Khalilur Rahman. 29 people, Shaheed and Shuhada, and the eventual death toll, they succumbed to the injuries, almost 70 people. The apartheid regime and the people built a big mausoleum for this mass terrorist who murdered our people. Remember that there in a masjid. What the apartheid regime did after that incident? Our masjid, I read Salat Day in 1989, in 1992. They took that masjid, Masjid Ibrahim, in Hebron, Khalilur Rahman, and they partitioned it. And they said, this is justice. Israeli style, Zionist style justice. That is what we reject and we refute and condemn. They want to pull the same stunt here at Masjid al-Aqsa. The front you take, Qubbatu Sakhra, the Dome of the Rock, they demolish, Allah forbid, built by Abdul Malik bin Marwan in the year 72 after Hijrah, and replace it with Haikale Sulaimani, the Temple of Solomon. Allah says, Surah Bani Israel, open the first 10 verses. فَإِذَا This is what will happen. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ And when the final analysis comes, the last promise, لِيَسُوءُهُ جُوَكُمْ The Muslim army, not Arab army or Palestinian, hey, Muslim army will come. They will disfigure your faces. لِيَسُوءُهُ جُوَكُمْ وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوهُ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةِ The land of Isra and Mi'raj. The Isra ended there and the Mi'raj started there at Aqsa al-Mubarak. So remember that masjid will be liberated again by the Muslim army. وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوهُ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةِ وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْ تَتْبِيرًا Today they think they can just move the American embassy, just steal the Golan Heights there from Syria because they got Uncle Sam and they got the veto. Allah says, we're going to crush your arrogance and your pride to pieces. Quran says. You see the Quran? Haqa'ikul Qur'aniya, hawla qadiyatil falastiniya, O Ummah, cry for our beloved country, South Africa. Allahumma aminna fi awtanina. Ya Allah, give us safety, security. Protect us from crime. Protect us from the viruses. Protect us from the people who make zulm upon us. Ya Allah, open all our masajid, Ya Allah, so that we can become a sample and example to humanity. And Ya Allah, give everyone hifazat protection. Let's read the dua and then we all will make dua, inshallah. Let's read the dua one time. Allahumma inni Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sayyi'il asqam. This is authentic hadith in Abu Dawood and Sunan Nasai. The translation is, O beloved Allah, I seek your protection from the dreaded diseases, from the evil diseases. O Almighty Allah, I seek your protection. So may Almighty Allah protect us all. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i mursaleen. Sayyidina Muhammadu wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الاقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين قال الله تعالى في شان حبيبي ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Okay, inshallah brothers, now the Isha Adhan will go. Thereafter 8 o'clock we will read Jamaat, and this lecture, alhamdulillah, that was delivered now. So regarding the African contribution and Palestine, so inshallah my brother Lukolo there will prepare the podcast. And then inshallah, maybe 1-2 hours time, once everything is done, then we will send it out. So whoever wants it, inshallah, you contact us, and inshallah, you can take the benefit. It is on a website also. Go to our website, Mufti, MuftiAkhoosen.net, and you will find the lectures there, inshallah. May Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, bless us all with Kamil Iman, complete perfect Iman, make our Khatima ending on Iman, and inshallah tomorrow our last and final program after Maghrib at the Avondale Musalla. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.